The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What got in your mouth? This is not, some of these are going to make you uncomfortable. I've already seen some come in from the audience.
Oh, God.
And the one we start with, you're not going to like it. This is not something you put in your mouth. It's something that got in your mouth. Big difference, right?
Yeah.
My friend Jeff posted this on his Facebook page. He said, hey, everybody, since this past Christmas vacation, if you've seen me, I have been sporting a little facial hair. Trimmed at the moment, but I was pretty homeless for a while. As some of you know, I had been sick, and I had some tremors that wouldn't allow me to hold a razor steady enough to shave. And since my hygiene is barely passing at best when I'm fine, I let it get away from me. He says, here's the part that may change things. The other morning, I wake up after a strange dream. I wander into the bathroom, flip on the light, and kind of come into focus in the mirror over the sink. I blinked a few times, and I see that some of the pieces of thread from our comforter are stuck in my facial hair. I laughed, and I go to grab them and pitch them in the garbage can, when as soon as I touch it, it jumps up and crawls over my lip and into my mouth.
Oh, what?
It was then that I realized I just inhaled a wolf spider, and I can feel it crawling around inside my mouth on my tongue.
Nah.
Don't care for that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The thing is moving like crazy back and forth, and now I'm worried I'm going to swallow it. I start coughing, trying to spit it out like a madman, jumping around the bathroom until the thing finally flies out on the counter. I'm not exaggerating. I think it was the same size as a ping pong ball, but fuzzy.
Come on.
That's pretty big.
That's a really big spider. You mistook that for some thread, did you?
It sat there a minute, and so did I. Then I watched it crawl down the sink and into the drain. I hit the faucet and said, I hope you drown, you furry piece of...
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I flush down a lot of water down there. And then I pull the stopper up and fill the sink with super hot water and then open the stopper again just to make sure it's really flushed down. I've definitely done that with
any
with
kind
bugs
of chemical,
before.
Any chemical like, under the
nope,
sink? Like,
nope. Just... Not coming back, friend.
Oof. Free beer, didn't you eat a butterfly one time?
I don't think so.
You didn't eat a butterfly in one of your games? Or did somebody that you were with accidentally swallow a butterfly?
I don't know. That sounds vaguely familiar.
Was there video footage of, like, at a sporting event?
It was definitely a sporting thing. And then it was you or the guy that you were with. I have a piece of imaging. I'm almost positive.
I know.
Free beer swallows a butterfly and seatbelt swords. Is what it's called.
I don't know. I know Tiki Barber, the first time that I did a game with him, first time I met him, we were on the roof at Indiana, and every time a wind would pick up, bugs that had died over the summer would blow off the roof into the water cups in front of us, and we had to knock one out of his hand. It was pretty gross, because he didn't see it, and he went to take a drink, and Westy was like, psh, knocks it out of his hand.
Get it out of there.
Tiki looked at him what are you doing? This one from Maine. When I was young, I'll tell you what got in my mouth. My uncle thought it'd be funny to replace my soda with his tobacco spit bottle. That's never funny.
Classic joke.
Yeah.
We've all done that, right?
Never funny.
That happened to me. My stupid roommate Steve using the Mountain Dew can as a spit cup. That son of a bitch.
But he didn't do it on purpose.
No, he did not do it on purpose, but he always used a red Solo cup. Always used a Solo cup. One day he didn't have any, and I always drank Mountain Dew in college. Yeah. You knew me in college, so this is in the dorms, and I was always drinking Mountain Dew, and I had set a Mountain Dew down and gone to the bathroom, and then he was dipping and had left he used one of the old cans, just fished a can out and started using it.
You got to mark it somehow.
Oh, nothing has ever been grosser.
I've seen people do that with like cigarette buds, and then somebody took a swig of what they thought was their beer. Thank God I would barf on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
On the spot.
I did that. So bad.
In college, like roommates would put vodka in water bottles. So if you had a dorm check or whatever, you wouldn't get in trouble. And I went for a run. And I came back and I opened up a bottle. I should have noticed it didn't do like the click kind of noise or the snap noise. And I took a big swig and it was vodka. But that was an easy, like spit it into the dorm sink. And
yeah.
But bugs or cigarette buds and dip.
Ugh. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I've had a lot of bad things in my mouth. I baby poop in my mouth.
Oof.
Oh.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
I know I got gasoline in my mouth once.
Really?
Yeah. Working on it.
Were you siphoning?
No, I wasn't siphoning. Something, it was with the Comanche, and I had to take the gas tank out of it to replace the pump in the tank, and something when I, like, popped, there's, like, a lock ring on it, and I unlocked it and popped the thing out, and I guess there was, like, suction or something, and it just sprayed up right in my face.
I've had aquarium water trying to get the siphon started so that I could do a drip.
Yeah.
It's the salt. Very salty.
Mm. So salty.
God knows. And the salt is the best part, because you know everything else that in there is feces and urine and fish scales.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I was clipping my grandmother's toenails.
Shut up. No one does that.
She's in a nursing home.
Oh, no, I can believe that. Mm-mm. I just cut my son's toenails yesterday.
I was clipping my grandmother's toenails, and her huge yellow big toenail flipped off the clippers and up into my mouth.
Yeah, those things are so strong.
And they fly.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Snap. Poof.
This one, my daughter just came home from school and told me how one of the sweetest teachers at her school came over during lunch to check on the girl sitting next to my daughter. The teacher leaned over the table to have a quiet conversation with her neighbor as my neighbor went to take a bite, and the bite included a bunch of the teacher's hair that was hanging in a weird spot. I'd take that over the nail. A doe urine in my opening day hunting at about 5 a.m.
I bet that's normal for hunters.
They've probably
consumed some of the most disgusting stuff.
This one, if you have a pet, it's probably happened to you. I was laying down petting my cat one day, and she sneezed a wet sneeze into my open mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, animals are the worst. They love to sneeze in your mouth.
Yeah. 1-800-947-3979. What got in your mouth? A couple people have asked, how exactly did you get baby feces in your mouth?
Very easy. Just a brainless moment where I was changing my son on the bed, and you're just doing stuff and blah, blah, blah.
And eating pudding.
No, it was one of those things where you're just going, I didn't realize it was on there. And, you know, you just have like a quick itch on your lip and you just go, ah. And I went to it, and I go,
and I too late. It's too late.
I mean, it was just dumb accident. It's brainless thinking.
This one from West Michigan. One time I switched stuff from one semi to another and inadvertently put one of my trucker bombs in the refrigerator. A day later, I reached in blindly and took a swig. It was a few years ago, but I still can't get the taste out of my head.
No, that'll be there forever.
I believe it. Oh, no. I don't even know if I can read this one. But the law says I have to. So
yeah.
I was expressing my dog's glands.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That is... You need to do that from overhead.
No,
already want me to stop?
You pay no matter what for that.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for that service at the vet or at the pet store or at the groomer. It is where I would pay $1 million every single time that needs to be done.
I've never attempted it, and I will
never
not.
Never attempted it.
No.
Not a chance.
No. If I were homeless and still had a dog, I would save all year for that appointment.
Yeah, I would be afraid I'd do it wrong and hurt the dog.
I was expressing my dog's glands, which sounds as bad as it is. When I squeeze, it shot up and painted my upper lip and over my right eye.
I don't know why, but
like William Wallace from Braveheart.
Ew.
Oh my gosh. Like you used a dull knife to cut into a fresh lemon.
My sister was helping me, but all she could do was laugh and gag at the same time. Ooh. In high school wrestling, my opponent got a bloody nose, and I didn't notice until it dripped in my mouth. That's like Brad Pitt in Fight Club when he's yelling at that guy going, you don't know where I've been!
Yuck. Yuck.
What got in your mouth? 1-800-947-3979. Back when I was in ninth grade, there was a middle school science fair. While walking around, an upperclassman I knew dared me to eat a live goldfish for $20. So I did. Threw it in my mouth, dumped it down. I figured the stomach acid would take care of it. That's pretty bad.
Oh, God.
But you're right, it did.
This one, I'm a mechanic. I once took the drain plug out of a car's oil pan and accidentally got about a quart of oil right into my mouth.
Oh, no.
You just can't be trying to stop it with your hands.
Yeah, you can't get out of the way fast enough when that's happening.
This text, I thought you were going to stop that one story at my uncle, as in what got in your mouth. That would be bad.
Oh, no. Well, that would be bad. Sorry about that.
1-800-947-3979. You tell us what got in your mouth. Okay, listen to this one. What got in your mouth? I used to own a dairy farm.
Oh, right. Boy.
Every time I pause, think of what you think's going to end up in the mouth.
Oh, I'm sure it's dairy just farm. Ice cream, cheese, or nice milk.
We did a lot of artificial inseminations.
Oh, I bet I see where did. This is going.
While I was performing this act with one arm inside the cow and the stainless steel gun in there, she coughed.
What happened?
The manure flew around my arm and got right in there.
Oh, it probably had some force, too. It's like when you have your thumb on the end of a hose. If there's an obstruction in there, it's going to find the path of least resistance.
With really more force. Yeah. You better believe it.
Justin in Pennsylvania, what got in your mouth?
Okay. It was my friend's bachelor party. So we picked up a stripper from, we had to pick her up from a car wash.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Wait, you had to pick up a stripper from a car wash.
This all sounds
okay, like you found.
We had warrants in North Carolina, so we had to pick her up from a random car wash on the way to the house we rented.
Okay.
Right. So nothing wrong with this.
Short, I was engaged at the time, so I take the dance towards the end because I was engaged and wasn't really interested. So the girl didn't have time, I guess, to relieve herself while she was dancing for 20 other men. So I was at the end. I lay down. She drops it like it's hot. Unfortunately for me, she took a number one all over my face.
She specializes in
my eyes,
showers.
Okay, I got you.
I got you.
Because of you, we're all taking golden showers.
I just can't. I would have never believed that a stripper you would pick up at a car wash would turn out to go number one someplace you wouldn't want her.
My goodness.
You can't trust a car wash stripper.
No.
How do you find that? I mean, that has to be Craigslist, right?
Yeah. Where would be the best place? You know what? I mean, the stripping isn't legal, so a better thing to do is that we pick you up like we're Johns.
Also,
like a prostitute.
I enjoy the. I was engaged at the time, so I wasn't that into it. So I took a dance towards the end.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure she was.
Nice
I wanted
guy.
To make sure she was good and used up.
We all came into this room and gave you a golden shower. Well, you know what? Where's my golden shower?
Right there. Keith is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Hello, Keith. What got in your mouth?
Oh. Well, my grandfather's walking down to the cow barn. They're milking cows. The cow switched his tail into his mouth, and that wasn't bad enough. He spit his dentures out into the gutter behind the cow. He never put them back in his mouth after that.
So he's just walking, and it just sort of flips its tail lazily right into his mouth?
Oh, yes, he threw his dentures out into the gutter, and he never put them back in his mouth after
that's
that.
A good
they
decision.
Sat in the jar.
Did you see it, and did you stop laughing this Christmas?
No, my dad told me about it years ago.
That's amazing. Thank you, Keith. Can't imagine.
Only had Jell-O after that. Not putting those teeth back in.
Elizabeth is in Michigan. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. Second time on the show. I love you guys.
Thank you. Was the first time something you enjoyed, or was it a disaster?
Yeah, it was actually about female squirting. So
okay, well, yeah,
makes sense.
Sounds like you're our number one fluids correspondent.
So. Squirt guns.
Absolutely, right. I'm about to talk about another fluid too.
Okay,
so.
What happened to you?
Well, I work at an assisted care facility, and I was changing a woman's brief in the morning. Mind you, at night she likes to eat a little snackadoo before bed. So you have to change her brief with your mouth slightly open because of the smell.
Oh,
so I was doing that, and a crumb from her snackadoo with urine soakedness on it had flown into my mouth from the brief. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was upsetting, to say the least.
Was it?
She was like, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, nothing. Everything's fine. And I was like crying, but I was, I held my own and I got the job done. And then I went and gargled the scream.
Right. That job, you have to, I'm sure you have to have a pretty strong gut anyway. So to have that one defeated, that's pretty bad. Thank you, Elizabeth.
I would never stop wearing a mask if I was in those situations. No. I'd be like, hey, thanks, COVID, because now I have an excuse to wear this the rest of my life in this assisted living place where things fly out of people's bodies.
Oh, assisted living place. Yeah, I'm wearing a hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing, like they wore an ET.
Yeah, bad, 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 bad.
You know how when you're dung? You know how when you're not when you're dung, when you know how when dung. You're young, you are often dumb and you just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Shorten that.
Young, dumb, dung.
You're speaking efficiently today.
Yes, I'm really saving time, Steve. When I was a teenager, I made some chicken strips. I didn't realize they weren't fully cooked already, so I put them in for like 10 minutes. I ate 4 raw chicken strips. I just thought the taste and texture was due to them being cheap. Somehow I avoided food poisoning. That's, at that age, you're just not that bright.
That's an extra level of stupid, though. I mean, it's raw.
Okay.
You know how they felt when you put them on the pan.
Kelly, I might need some help with this.
Okay.
I took an acetone bong rip once.
An acetone bong rip?
By accident while cleaning my bong.
Okay,
so acetone is alcohol cleaner?
It's nail polish remover.
It's what you use for nail polish remover, and it is like the highest concentrate of it, so it dries out all of your skin. It's totally normal to use it. You let your bowl or your bong soak in it, and you usually, if you don't want to do that, it's glass, so you can boil it in water and clean it, but acetone is just a quicker way to do it, and then you're also supposed to clean it with like hot water.
Yeah.
So you don't inhale acetone. That's bad. That's very bad.
That's really bad.
This person says they were struggling to breathe for 20 minutes, worst moments of their life.
Yeah. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
That stuff.
It's very, very caustic.
Oh, this is a good one. I mean, it's not if you're grossed out easily, but it's a good one. I work in a hospital that often has patients with tracheostomies, breathing tubes in the neck. A colleague of mine was working with a patient who had a cap on the lube, but had such a strong cough, the patient coughed the cap off, and the colleague got a mouthful of lung butter 3 days before her wedding. She was 100% convinced she would die before marriage.
Oh, gross.
You people on the front lines there. This might be something you can relate to as a former marching band guy. I was once a marching band student playing the French horn with a buddy in concert. We were halfway through Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor when we had about a 30-second rest. A lot of musicians clear their spit valves during the rest.
Yeah.
The trumpet right next to me decided to do just that, but somehow forgot we were right there. Fifth trumpet cleared his spit valve, shooting about 5 tablespoons of his warm spit right into my open, breathtaking mouth. We both threw up.
God, you can't drain your spit valve. You gotta lean down.
I love that.
I mean, that might be an exaggerated amount of spit to be in a trumpet, but nevertheless.
For that texter, the fact that you included a rough estimate of the tablespoons really, really, really worked for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We do drain our spit a lot onto the floor.
Zeke's in Manchester, Tennessee. Zeke, what got into your mouth?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to thank you for all the laughs every morning on the way to work.
Thank you, Zeke.
Appreciate that.
Sir, what happened to me, after collecting rainwater for about 4 or 5 months on my swimming pool cover, I went to drain the water, siphon the water off of it. And, you know, keep in mind, after you get your hose, you know, ready, you're stirring up all that nasty, stagnated, stinky water, from all the frogs that. So it's got pretty good pressure coming out of it. Well, I didn't, remove my mouth quick enough, so all the pressure, it not only got in my mouth, it went down my throat.
Oh, no.
Up in your nose and everything else.
Did you get sick, Zeke? Because there's so many things growing in that.
Oh, yes. Nasty. Yes.
I mean, you
came out of my nose and everything.
You ate an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Zeke, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
We appreciate
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you too.
Oh, we'll see you so in Nashville gross. On Friday.
Basically like disgusting pond water.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. So all right. Sick. Around the room next, then Dumber Than the Show trivia in less than an hour. Wait. Steve is telling me we have to do. Oh, boy. Yep. Steve's right. Getting the finger from the other room. Eric in West Michigan. Eric, what happened to you?
I used to drive for a local trash company, and I was dumping a box on a landfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the bulldozers ran over a bloated cow that was on the landfill.
Oh, no!
I didn't have time to turn before I said, oh, and got that all over me and in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. Eric, thank you. That one got everybody. First of all, just a cow getting run over by a bulldozer.
A bloated cow.
Oh, no.
Oh, filled with sepsis.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.